Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's now or never. It's now or never. Your call can't wait. So dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
So we were going over this article by the way, Jeff Hayden. I have to give credit here. Jeff Hayden, who's a contributing editor at Inc.com, wrote this article that we're going through right now. And the last thing we talked about was never allow yourself to complain or criticize. Your words have power, especially over you. Whining about your problems always makes you feel worse, not better. So if something is wrong, don't waste time complaining. Put that mental energy into making the situation better and do the same with your friends or colleagues. Sometimes you have to talk about your problems, Griff.
Really?
Sometimes you do. Maybe you have a close friend that you can do that with, or, you know, and that's important. If something is wrong, we need to be able to state it. So while I agree, never allow yourself to complain, maybe in public, but you certainly should be able to talk about your feelings with your friends and whatever. What's number seven, Griff?
Don't try to impress others. Impress yourself instead. No one likes you for your clothes, your car, your possessions, your title, or your accomplishments. Genuine relationships make you happier. And you'll only form genuine relationships when you stop trying to impress and start trying to just be yourself. And you'll have a lot more mental energy to spend on the people who really do matter in your life.
And number eight is consistently review your long-term goals. Griff, I talk about this a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Mental fatigue makes us take the easy way out, even though the easy way out takes us the wrong way. That's why it's important to maintain those reminders to pull you back from the impulse brain. They could be anything from your business plan to your budget goals, to doing a cash flow analysis for the next 6 months, which you think you're going to bring in. All of these are tangible reminders to, you know, maybe pull you back from the impulse brink when you want to. And number nine,
count your blessings.
Yep.
Take a second every night before you turn out the light, and in that moment, quit worrying about what you don't have. Quit worrying about what others have that you don't have. Think about what you do have. You have a lot to be thankful for. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? And feeling better about yourself is the best way to recharge your mental batteries.
You'll find when you get older, you'll be happy if you stop doing things on impulse earlier, as early in life as you possibly can. Impulse buying a lot of things, okay? So that was funny.
Wait. Impulse buying is important for the marketplace.
Yeah, but
let's not discourage it.
You all know exactly what I mean.
It's eBay Radio, babe.
You exactly what I mean. You don't
start impulse buying right now.
No, it's not good. It's not good. So we did get email from Marge in Elyria, Ohio, if I remember correctly. She's the I-Dash Sell You By, and she said, "Hi, Lee. Thank you for dishing my listing on air. You asked that I send you my mailing address because I caught you guys in an error. Ha, ha." Thank you very much, Marge. We appreciate it. We're going to send you some eBay, Anna. Not to worry. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Oh, so I sent you over what I thought was your shirt, but it's not, right?
Yeah,
but wouldn't
not
that look good on you, though?
Yeah, I think I might actually have that shirt somewhere.
Really? Because it's black and it's got the paisley on the cuffs, I think.
Yeah, I think I might have it.
That is a nice shirt. I thought I picked out a good one.
I think you did.
There, absolutely.
Did. But it's not the one I was considering. And I'm not going to get the one I was considering because I read the description and it's a 30-inch chest. And it would be it'd be basically a moo-moo on me.
Okay.
I don't have it. My chest is not 30 inches. It's much smaller.
So, Melanie Griffith, now through June 19th, you can bid on, what is today's date? Today's the 16th.
Yeah.
Three more days. Bid on high-end fashions from Golden Globe winner Melanie Griffith.
Is she still a thing?
To me, she'll always be a thing. I love Melanie Griffith.
Well, her mother was a thing.
Items on, her mother, yeah, birds, yeah. Items on offer include shoes, clothing, and accessories from your favorite brands. Christian Dior, Gucci, Saint Laurent, Chanel. Wow. A percentage of the proceeds will benefit Children's Hospital Los Angeles through eBay for charity. And if you'd like to see all of the listings, bit.do/Melanie Griffith Fashion. And you'll find them there. And also, Griff, through June 19th, you can bid on previously owned designer clothing from New York Mets pitcher Matt Harvey. Dubbed the Mark Knight. The Dark Knight.
Babe.
Take me to a prayer. Oh. The Dark Knight, Harvey is considered one of the most prominent young pitchers in the major leagues.
Yeah.
Brands from this auction include Hugo Boss, Brooks Brothers, and John Varvatos. You'll be surprised at how terrific the prices are. Don't miss this one if you buy size XL. Mm. Proceeds will benefit Harlem RBI through eBay for charity. And to view all the listings, you can go to stores.ebay.com. Auction cause slash Matt slash Harvey.
Harvey, yeah.
All right, so I heard a lot of noise outside earlier.
Well, and it's going to go on only because it's Bring Your Kids to Work Day. And
oh, that's why we heard kittles.
There's lots of children wandering the halls. I am going to rush out of here and back to the safety of my office floor.
But
there.
They're so precious. They're
you think so?
Mm. Yes. The same way you feel about your dogs, people feel about their children, Griff.
Well.
Don't forget that. I have to remind you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen while you list.
Do you know you can listen to eBay Radio on the fly with free mobile apps for Apple and Android devices?
Yeah, I did.
To download the eBay mobile app for the iPhone and iPad, go to the Apple App Store and search for keywords eBay Radio. Droid users go to the Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Easy way to listen to us when you can. So, Griff, your sabbatical will be immediately following the party?
Yeah, it starts technically that Monday, but so I'll be traveling home on Friday, and then I'll be out for a month. It's funny, this will be number three, I think.
I think this is your third sabbatical since I've known you.
Yeah, because we did 2007, 2010, because I delayed taking it.
Right.
And now I've delayed taking this one, so.
But you're going to take this one no matter what.
Yeah, I'm taking it. I'm doing it.
And what are you going to do?
So
eBay makes
watch
you
the
take,
clock.
Does eBay make you take the sabbatical?
No, you can, but no, you don't have to. You can say, I don't want to take this. And then it expires, and then it's done.
So do they remind you when it's going to expire and all that? Or
I don't know. I don't remember if I ever got it.
Or are you on your own?
Well, we're all adults here, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Should be able to figure that out.
So that will, and we do want to remind you too, if you're listening to this broadcast right now,
yeah,
that we are going to be only doing a 2-hour show on Tuesday.
Mm.
In honor of everybody who works here is related to somebody who's graduating from high school on Tuesday. And that would be my wonderful grandson, Jacob DeMille.
Oh, hi, Jacob. I remember Jacob. How's he doing?
Jacob's doing great. You know, Joey graduated 2 years ago, and now Jacob graduates Tuesday from high school.
Yeah.
They're 2 years apart. And he's already decided what he's going to be because he joined a program. Melissa had them both enrolled in this wonderful program where they're having two graduations, Griff. He had another one a week and a half ago at Woodbury University. He graduated from a program that Melissa had put both boys in. And what it does is it follows them along from middle school right through high school.
Yeah.
And it's for creative kids, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to help you decide what you want to do with your life. And Jacob already knows what he wants to do.
So what does he want to do?
He wants to be an English teacher.
An English teacher?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We need that nowadays.
That's such an... I mean, who would ever have
thought? I know, I know. I looked at him. But, you know, if you know Jacob, you would not be surprised. He is our reader.
Oh.
Jacob, since he was a little tiny baby has been read to constantly, and it really took with him. Jacob reads all the time, constantly, and he's brilliant. But he wants to be an English teacher. He thinks there's a need for it.
Yeah.
He feels rewarded when he teaches somebody something. And I can see his eyes light up when he teaches anybody anything. So we're happy that he's made that decision. So Tuesday, the phone screener is his mother.
Yeah.
The board operator is his grandfather. The co-host of the show is his grandmother. We all have to be at his graduation.
Oh, what fun.
And thank you and eBay for allowing me to take that time off.
Hey, it's our pleasure.
Another one bites the dust for Melissa. You know, a mother should feel good, you know, single mother especially, that she got them graduated and both of them going to college. Jacob's going to go to University of California, San Marcos. And Joey's already going to, I believe he goes to, yeah, he's in Mesa College now. And
Mesa,
also
where's that?
Works on the side in San Diego.
Huh.
And he, you know, works on the side also as a he was a bouncer for somebody 5 feet tall. That was an interesting job. But he was a bouncer at a restaurant bar, and now he is decided to be a busser because he can make more tips.
Oh.
So he's paying his way through school. I'm very proud of both of them. Thank you for allowing me to talk about them.
You're welcome. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform. Coming up next, this week's last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Feast de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
It's an ordinary day in shipping land. Millions of eBay sellers are preparing to pack and ship. Meanwhile, at Bubble Fast headquarters in the heart of the Bubble Cave, an incoming call lights up the Bubble phone. It's an eBay seller needing help fast.
I need help fast.
Mark and Robin Levine are the superheroes of shipping and have everything you need to get your packages out looking their best. Mark and his Robin are eBay sellers themselves, so they know the drill. And when it comes to shipping challenges, they've got the superpowers you need to help you pack that hard-to-ship item, even if they have to create the packaging themselves. To develop your own shipping superpowers, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 376.
There's nothing eBay sellers love more than a live eBay event. Melissa Paz is known on eBay as Posh Flight 360. She joined eBay Radio to explain the benefits of going to a live eBay event.
Going to a live event that's actually catered to eBay sellers is life-changing. You'll be able to share with so many people that maybe you've shared with them on Facebook, but meeting people face-to-face is totally different. You'll be able to learn from experts who can really narrow it down for you and help you figure out what's your challenge and help you grow your specific business.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin. Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
Griff, the Shine Awards are on, you know.
Yes, I know very well.
And if you go to the eBay for Business blog, Shine Awards, meet three small businesses making a huge difference. We've picked our charitable business finalists for the eBay Shine Awards. Read their stories now. This is for charitable business.
Yeah.
I guess. So finalists are gradually being announced in all five categories of the Hooray! Shine Awards. eBay's first ever Small Business of the Year contest. You can read about each of the three finalists in the woman-owned, global, and growing business categories, respectively, at ebayforbusinessblog.com. You can also subscribe to the eBay for Business blog, which is a terrific source of information and inspiration for growing and improving your business. So we're going to have these people on, Griff.
Yes, I know.
We're going to go after all these finalists.
We're going to go after them.
Yeah, we're going to find them. We're going to stalk them until we find each one of them.
We're going to get you.
Yep, and you will be hearing from CJ, who is going to be booking you. So we're excited to know who the finalists are and to meet them.
Fabelhaft.
So, and then we'll all be voting on, once they pick the finalists, we'll be voting.
Yes, we're going to vote for them.
Everybody gets to vote, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, so charitable business celebrating, does it say?
Vote early, vote often.
Three finalists, woman owned global. Okay, so they've only named the finalists in three categories.
Yeah, they're being very methodical.
I see. Okay, that's good. So you ready to read some events?
Well, you know, I can't see why not.
Okay.
I have to get there.
To Wet to Plow.
Listen while you list.
So here is eBay for Business.
What was that? What was that?
It just keeps coming up. I don't know.
Listen while you list.
Exactly.
I'm assuming everyone can hear that.
Yes, everyone can hear it.
That's funny.
Yeah. We're going to start incorporating it more into promos and things of that sort.
All right.
To remind you that while you're listening to our show, you can still grow your business at the same time. That's very important.
Very.
Okay, I'm looking for seller events. So what you do is you go to ebayradio.com. You click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. It'll take you to our archive site. Up at the top, you'll see seller resources. Hover over it and click on seller events, and you got it. And by the way, if you'd like us to talk about your event.
Yeah, I would.
On eBay Radio. To the right, up at the top, is Submit a Seller Event. And you can click on that and just submit your event. We'll talk about it. So why don't you get started, Griff?
June 18, 2016, the eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup will be getting together at Pam and John's place at 5:30 p.m. Again, that's Saturday, June 18th. And it's going to go till 8 p.m. It's going to be an evening with Gladys Ramos via Skype. The topic is CEO and tools to help drive sales.
Then on
SEO.
SEO. Yeah. And then on June 22nd, which is next Wednesday, the Las Vegas Online Sellers Group Meetup is happening. An evening with Griff via Skype. And it's going to be between 7 and 9 p.m. And it's to be announced. They don't know where it's going to be yet. An evening with Griff via Skype, Q&A with eBay's Dean of Education and host of eBay Radio.
June 23rd, 2016, the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at Ciravello's restaurant in Long Beach, California, starting at 11:30 a.m., running to 2:30 p.m., so it's definitely lunch hour. The topic will be how to deal with challenging buyers while keeping your reputation and your sanity intact.
Then the Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening Thursday, June 23rd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Where? At the Queen Training Conference Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Don't even say it. The topic is why are my eBay sales slow? Tips to improve your SEO. Speaker will be Gladys Ramos versus via Skype.
Shantae, sashay away.
That'll do it.
Las Vegas, this is a new one. The Las Vegas Advanced E-Commerce Marketing Group Inaugural Meetup will happen, on Thursday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jalisco's Cantina.
Jalisco's.
Jalisco's.
Jalisco's. Like it has an H in front.
Yes, yes, I know. Jalisco's Cantina. I watch Modern Family.
Topic?
Brainstorming business strategies.
So there are two Las Vegas groups. One is Las Vegas Online Sellers Group Meetup.
Yeah.
And the other one is Las Vegas Advanced E-Commerce Marketing Group Inaugural Meetup.
Cool.
Then June 28th, the Bay Area eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. That's on a Tuesday.
Yep.
eBay headquarters in San Jose, California. The topic is going to be product sourcing with bulk.
And I'll be feeding you.
Yeah, oh, good. What are you feeding them? Cookies and stuff?
Nibbly bits.
Okay.
As they say in London. And there'll be nibbly bits and beverages. July 15, 2016, the Steel City eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup will meet at Eaton Park in Homestead, Pennsylvania, starting at 7 p.m., running to 10 p.m. The topic will be Q&A with your fellow sellers.
Then July 26, yay, save the dates. July 26 through Friday, July 29th, it's Vegas, baby, at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's true.
Stay tuned to eBay Radio for more details. And, of course, we had Katie on today.
Wasn't that fun?
And we went over the whole thing. Yeah.
We did.
Yep.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business, providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We'll be live on Tuesday, June 21st, with eBay Radio, but only for 2 hours, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.